Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Billy Grimm conclude their study on preparing for the supernatural move of God to come. It's imperative that we walk in the light of God's Word and speak His Word at all times.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking today about what, Billy? Billy Grimm's with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozark, and she's got some good stuff.
We're talking, Gloria, about a great move of God that's coming. Yeah. We've been looking at the prophecies through proven prophets. And now we're looking at what do we do to cooperate with that move.
Oh, yeah.
And what we do is walk like the Word tells us to walk. The book of Ephesians is the book of the glorious church. This is the 27th verse. Or 26th verse of Ephesians 5, 25th. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.
A glorious church.
Not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. He is the most glorious bridegroom ever there was, and he's worthy of the most glorious bride ever there shall be. And so we're moving toward that. He's going to present us to himself a glorious church. This book of Ephesians is about that glorious church. The first three chapters tell you of the wondrous things of God, that he has seated you at his own right hand and given you authority over the kingdom of darkness, and that he is going to fill you with all the fullness of God, and you are going to manifest
That's
God
awesome.
To those powers of the air. And he wants you to manifest himself to them.
Mm.
Oh, those first three chapters, you scarce can take it in. I've been reading them for, 30 years. And I still have to sit before these truths as...
Well, they're so big and so encompassing.
That's what they are. Big is the words.
Wow.
And Gloria, no matter how many times you've read
far out. They're also far
they're
out.
They're far out. And no matter how many times you've
but
read
they're
it...
they're ours.
They're ours. And you read it and you think, this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is hard to comprehend. But this is mine. This is who I am.
That's right. In now, Christ Jesus.
Yes, in Christ Jesus, of course.
He did the work. We just get to receive the,
he did the work,
fruit of it.
And he tells you what you get to do about
That's
it.
That's right.
Now, chapters 4, 5, and 6, they're going to tell you how to walk it out. How to walk out those glorious things. So, chapter 4 starts out by saying, first verse, I beg you, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, beg you, that you walk worthy of these grand and glorious things. You need to walk worthy of them.
Yes.
He tells you how to do that. You walk in unity. You walk in the things God said. He gave you gifts from heaven. Apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, he gave you gifts so that you can walk worthy.
We are not orphans without hope.
We're not orphans. We're not alone.
Without hope or without help.
No.
We've been made.
Yes.
The glorious church.
Yes, we have.
If we're in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Now, he tells you don't walk like the Gentiles walk, the nations. This is verse 17, in the vanity of their mind.
Right. Naturally.
But he tells you to walk in the Spirit. In verse 24, and you be renewed in the Spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You walk with your spirit, which is born again, and Christ is in your spirit. You put him on the outside. You don't walk in the flesh like the Gentiles, with their bodies ruling them. You walk with that new man ruling you, which is the man on the inside. When you feed him on the Word of God, and you fellowship with God in the Spirit, then He will rise up big, inner man, your spirit man, and you'll put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll behave like Jesus wants you to.
And you'll have total victory.
You'll look like...
It all goes together.
You have the ability to put on the Lord Jesus Christ on your outer countenance. Mm-hmm. Now, tells you other things to do. We're not reading them all. Chapter 5, be you therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love.
Now that's a necessity.
We could talk a week on walking in love. The love of God is shed abroad in your inner man. Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So you feed on the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13. And you see how love behaves and you read that and you let it come up big and dominate you.
Mm-hmm.
That's putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's putting on the new man.
That is getting in position for victory.
It is. And for this great move
of
God.
Yeah.
That you can be used in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go on over to chapter 5, which has the verse about the glorious church. And it says, walk in the light. You are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
But you can't walk in the light if you don't know the Word. That's where light comes from.
No. What is light? Psalm 119, 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet.
Yeah.
And a light unto my path. So you walk in the light of God's Word.
Yes,
all of it, especially the New Testament letters, that's what you walk in the
light
of. Bless the Lord. Now, he said, walk in the light here. In verse 11, he says, I'm talking about Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the light and don't have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. I want you to hold your place right there. And we're going over to 1 John chapter 1. And last night down at Brother Copeland's and Sister Copeland's house, we listened to a tape. Oh, did it ever bring back memories of Brother Hagin, because I love his teaching on this chapter.
Now, where are you?
1 John. 1 John chapter 1. And I've heard him teach it so many times. People get mixed up on this. They don't understand what it really, thinking they're all sinners and things like that. Nope, that's not what it says. And I'll read it to you and interpret it like Brother Hagin does, or did.
He may still be doing it.
Yeah, see, it might be still.
Probably.
And, of course, we're all reading and watching on YouTube and watching on all these things we've got now. So John, who was an apostle, he saw Jesus. He said, we heard him. We heard his words. We touched him.
Praise God.
So we looked upon him. That's what the first verse says. That which was from the beginning, which is the Word, which is Jesus, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of life. For the life was manifested and we've seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. We saw him, we heard him, we touched him, and now it's our job in his service to declare to you what we learned there. And this is what they declared. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We've got a fellowship with the Father. We've got a fellowship with the Son.
Glory.
And you can have it too. Now that word fellowship, Gloria, I looked it up. It's koinonia in the Greek. And it comes from a root word that means partnership.
Partnership.
Mm-hmm. And then it also has the idea of communication. So what he's saying here, the 1 John 1:3 in the Amplified, what we have seen and ourselves heard, we are also telling you so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us.
Praise God.
And this fellowship that we have, which is a distinguishing mark of Christians, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Amen.
So what He's telling us here is, we saw Him, we touched Him, we heard Him, and we want to tell you, there's available to you a fellowship with the Father.
Praise God.
And with His Son, Jesus Christ, and with us. And that fellowship is like a partnership. There's a business, God's business, kingdom business. And we are His partners in the kingdom business, and we are partakers of its profits.
We have a part in the kingdom.
In the kingdom, and a profit.
And a profit.
You know, if you're in business with someone else on the earth, well, you have communications about that business, and you're a partner, you expect that when profit time comes, you're going to get a part of that profit. Yeah.
That's right.
So that's what this word means, a partner and a partaker of the profits. So as we're looking for this move of God,
praise God,
we must take advantage of this fellowship, this communion with God over this partnership that we're in. And that's verse 3. Now verse 4, 1 John 1:4. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you so that you can have a partnership. Here's the message for you to work with God in communion, in partnership. Here's the message. He's already said, that's what we're here to give you, this message. To me, there could be a fanfare right here. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you. Dun, 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 dun.
Good fanfare, Billy.
Good, huh? Break your ears.
You've been practicing, I can tell.
God is light.
Yes.
And in him is what? No darkness.
No darkness at all.
So for us to get ready now and work with God in this great move of God, we've got a communion that's available to us, a fellowship as a partner and a partaker. But we got to understand one thing, God is light.
That's it. That's your start and finish, right?
That's your start and finish. And in Him is what? No darkness at all. So if you think God's putting that cancer on you, you can't work with Him. You can't have fellowship with Him because cancer's dark. You got to know God is light.
That's right.
And in Him there's no darkness at all. And remember what Ephesians 5 says? Walk in the light.
As He is in the light.
And He's the light. So when we walk in the light and in the light of God's Word, we walk in this fellowship with God. And a part of that's prayer. Prayer's communion with God.
Amen.
We're going to talk about that prayer just after we make a point or two here. This is the message for you to work with God, for you to keep on keeping on. God is light, and in Him
is no darkness
at all.
That's right.
Now, there's darkness. There sure is darkness. And it told you over there in Ephesians, don't walk in it. Now look at verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now this is talking about walking in.
Yeah.
When you walk, the idea of the Greek word walk and the Hebrew word walk is you're going in it. I mean, you're walking step after step after step. Mm-hmm. Not just one little miss somewhere, but you're walking in darkness.
You can take a step.
Yeah.
Or you can take a walk.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about a step. You're talking about a walk.
You're talking about you walking in that darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you say that if you're walking in darkness and you say, oh, no, I'm walking in fellowship with Him, and everybody can see you're not, well, then that's a lie. That's the guy of verse 6. That's a man right there. He's walking in darkness and insisting he's walking in fellowship with God, but he's not. Now, verse 7, That's another person. That's you and me. But if you walk in the light, as He is in the light,
yes,
God is light, we have fellowship one with another. Oh, we have fellowship with God. We have fellowship one with another. Didn't we enjoy that fellowship last night around your table?
Amen.
Having fellowship.
That was good.
And it was all light. There was no darkness.
No
Hallelujah.
Darkness.
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as partners and partakers, one with another.
Amen. Praise
God. And guess what? The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Praise God.
I used to say this, you know those agitator washers? Now I got a different kind of a washer, and it's got a front window and all that stuff, and you don't get to see the agitator. Yeah. You remember that agitator?
Oh, yeah.
And probably a lot of washers still have it. But I just see I'm walking along, and I'm in an agitator. The blood is cleansing me.
Amen.
And I'm clean. Cleansed from how much sin?
Oh.
All sin. Mm-hmm. Now, verse 8, it's not talking about verse 7 guy. It's talking about verse 6 guy. It's talking about the guy that is walking in darkness and insisting that he's walking with God. That guy. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The one in verse 6. But that guy, if he confesses his sins, then the Lord's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's right.
If that guy in verse 6 says we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So, you want to be that person that walks in God and walks in the light. And you don't have to take advantage of that, but let's say there, Gloria, the power of repentance. I've studied about that word repentance. It actually literally means to turn around.
Turn around.
But the Jews say about that word, it's so powerful, repentance, that if a man is about to go off a cliff to eternal damnation, and right there on the edge of that cliff, he turns around to God.
I believe that.
He's saved.
I believe that.
He's forgiven.
But then if he doesn't turn around,
liable to go over
dead.
The edge. Yep. Praise the Lord. So we're told to walk in the light as partners and
yes,
partakers with
you,
God.
Lord.
That word means partnership and it means communication.
And verse 3 tells you how you know.
Yeah.
Do you do what he says?
Yeah.
Do you keep his commandments?
That's right.
Well, most of the time, you know, I do. Do you keep His commandments? Yes, I do.
Do you love one another?
Do you walk in love?
Mm-hmm.
Walk
his
after
commandment.
Him. Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, love one another. Bless
Praise
the Lord
God.
And walk in the light. Now, prayer is such a big part of this communion with God and working with Him. When we pray as a partner and a partaker, then God is able to get and we're able to get the light of God down here to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
This whatever we want to get down here or whatever God wants to get down here, this move of God, for instance, every move of God, Gloria, and I was going to take time to read it, but I don't have time. Every one of them start with somebody praying somewhere.
You know that's right.
Praying in Wales.
Yeah.
Praying in
right.
a Los Angeles.
And sometimes lots of praying.
Lots of people praying.
Yeah.
We read in some books about Billy Graham and about how people were praying right out there on his farmland with his dad that God would raise up an evangelist and go around the world. He didn't even know it was him. He's just a little boy. But praise God, these things all come from
Amen.
Prayer, from working
Amen.
With God. Now I'm going to read you some prophecies about prayer just as the little time we have left. This is from a prophecy through Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, 1983. Moving into that place of ministry or personal ministry or whatever your place is in the body of Christ, moving into that place is fueled by prayer, fired by the Spirit, and ignited with His glory.
Praise God.
If there's no fuel, there's nothing to ignite. Brother Hagin got so tickled, I remember when he did. He said, notice the Spirit said, I never thought of this before. It came out of the side of me. This thing is fueled by prayer.
Praise God.
Fired by the Spirit and ignited with His glory. He goes on and talks about the difference between firing and igniting. But for this move of God to come, there got to be some fuel. And that fuel is the body of Christ in communion with the Father. Lord, we believe this move is coming. We want this move to come. We've got to have this move.
Yes,
we believe
these
prophecies. Bless the Lord.
We cooperate with your
Spirit. We cooperate with your Spirit. We walk in love. And then here's another prophecy about prayer. Just ahead in the realm of the Spirit, there are some great and glorious and marvelous things. In fact, all of those adjectives do not nearly describe. They do not even begin to. Watch. It's just the tip of what's about to take place. But it cannot take place. That cannot take place without you as an individual taking your place in the arena and in the realm of prayer. And without a good part of the body of believers, all will not necessarily do it. But there will be many that will be faithful. Some will not be
faithful.
Many,
that's good.
But without a good part of the body of believers taking their place in prayer, we have to have it. And thank God I see so many people taking their place in prayer.
Praise God.
Now, here's a prophecy through Kenneth Hagin. One of the marvelous ways that you can pray and work with God is praying in tongues. So this prophecy came in 1997, and it's about praying in tongues. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words, spoken boldly,
bring forth
great happenings.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
The great happenings that are coming in answer to prayer in the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Speaking, and this back to the prophecy, speaking by the Spirit, the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud hanging over the heads of the people. Speaking by the Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up, will edify you, and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then He takes over and you speak out what He wants, not what you think. You speak out what He wants. Bless the Lord.
Now we want the manifestation of the Spirit.
Yes.
This is how you do
it. This is how you get it.
It's something, if we're filled with the Holy Ghost, it's something that's not beyond us.
That's not right.
We can do this.
We can do this. We can pray.
We've been born again
in every single day
to do this. That's right.
I can pray what God wants to bring in this move. This ends with, and I'm not going into all of it, but this prayer shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being in this sense realm what men can see and know of the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Pray in tongues.
We can do this. Hallelujah. Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.